August 23rd, 2005. It's the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. I don't care.
From Bebro Show. That was Crooked Fingers called Love. Before that, we started out with something that was just discovered. I think the Smithsonian found it. It was on a gig from Carnegie Hall in 1957. When John Coltrane played with Thelonious Monk. That was a tune called Monk's Mood. And of course, you could hear John Coltrane there on the tenor. August 23rd, 2005 edition. Brother Matt, how are you?
Good, good.
Just back from Bilbao, the past part of Spain. Speaking of Spain, guest today, Mr. Gomez Bueno. Well, artist from Spain. What part are you from?
Hi, everybody. I'm from Cantabria, a city called Santander.
That's right. Santander.
Next to the bus country.
That's where I had chowed at lunch when I was on tour with his brother, Andreas. No, it was this fish that was packed in salt.
Oh,
remember?
Wow. Yeah,
I told you they packed the fish in salt. You don't eat the salt. They just cook it in it.
Wow.
And it keeps all the flavor in. And it was right on the water, an old boathouse. Yacht club, bourgeois kind of place, and but he said he liked bringing people that look like us there, get everyone kind of uncomfortable.
Shake things up.
His brother's cool. He was in a band last time I was in Bilbao.
Yeah,
I've played there now three times, once with Black Gang, once with the Black Gang with Bob Lee and Joe Baiza. 7 years ago, once with the Second Man, April, and now with Stooges,
cool.
Saturday. So I have got to see bits of the town. It's really kind of neat. It's got this really modern thing with the Guggenheim, right? It's a Geary building. The bridge, there's a footbridge that's all modern.
Yeah, Santiago Calatrava, this famous architect. Who's doing the...
It starts with a Z, though, the footbridge.
I don't know.
Maybe some kind of Basque word.
Next to the Guggenheim is the Calatrava Bridge.
Yeah, but the name of it actually. It's a footbridge. And then there's a car bridge that's pretty modern looking too. And in Basque, it's like White Bridge, their word for white.
Yeah.
And so this is a really modern part of the town. But then the rest of the town is pretty old school. And it's not invaded by 7-Eleven AM, PMs. And so it's kind of neat. I mean, it's not really old. I mean, the town goes back, I think, to 1300. In fact, the hotel we stayed at was named after the guy who founded the town, supposedly, Don Diego Lopez.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Well, they have a big painting of him. And yeah, I never trust that stuff anyway, you know, because there's probably guys living there, you know, some rich man says, okay, I'm going to make it a town. There was probably a bunch of villages. It's in an inland. Inlet from the sea, so it's on the north coast of Spain, not too far from France. And Santander is just a little west of that, another port.
Yeah.
And his bro does export import.
This pop.
I saw a lot of Gomez's work hanging at the work.
Oh, cool.
And one of his.
Yeah.
He had one of his, I guess he painted when he was young.
I used to. I used to make him paint, and he was pretty good, my brother. He's 6 years younger than me. And I was always painting, and then I would set up like a canvas and all the colors and everything, and would make him, okay, you have to paint one painting. And then he would come up with something really clever and funny. Yeah, yeah. Like, that was good. Yeah. Although he tried, because he plays guitar and saxophone and clarinet and all that shit. He tried me to play too, but no luck. I mean, I guess it's easier to paint than to play music, because I never could come up with anything good.
Ah, but you paint good. And in fact, there's a website, people can see his work at www.gomezbueno.com, GOMEZBUNEO.com. Go there and look at his work. Now, you've been back and forth between Spain with projects over there, shows here, 17 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I met Gomez, how many years now? 8, 9, 10?
Yeah, something
like that. It was at some picnic. Our queue in somebody's backyard up in L.A., Biff, who's playing drums for Ethel Meatplow with Carla, asked me to come, and it was Polar Bear guys. Eric Avery from Jane's made a band called Polar Bear, and the Polar Bear people were there. And that's where I met him and his brother.
I knew the guys from Polar Bear. That's how we met.
Yeah, he made a band before. Now he's Sideman. He doesn't have his own band.
I know. He was with Alanis Morissette.
He's with somebody else now. Can't think of.
And I rented the documentary about Metallica, and he did the tryouts that Robert Trujillo got a pick as a replacement, a bassman, and Eric was on the tryouts.
Wow.
I saw it in the documentary. Yeah. I was surprised. Because I think I know that after James, he got approached by the Rolling Stones to join the band when they needed a bass. And he didn't take the offer.
Oh.
And now, the Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
Oh, Bill hooked up with a young sweetie and hung it up, huh?
Yeah.
Here, getting your levels up there, Gomez, because you were cupping your hand around when we were testing. Wow. I mean, he didn't even try out for the Stones. He just...
Yes, said not interested.
I think it's Reggie Lewis.
The
guy, guy who played with Miles. Oh.
Wow.
That's what they got.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty wild. They're going to tour again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike is 67, right? No. How old is Mike?
Mick.
Mick?
I'm Mike.
Yeah.
He's in his 60s, I think, huh?
Yeah. I don't know about 67, but I think it's early 60s.
He can be 67. But
yeah, but those old blues dudes that they got off on... Originally, those old blues dudes rocked until they died. Like Honey Boy Edwards, he's like 92 now. He's still rocking.
Well, Alvin Jones played a gig a week and a half before he died at 75.
Yeah, it's just
Max Roach is still playing. Ema Sumac, the singer, she's going. Anita O'Day, she's in her 80s. Huh. Really frail. I know somebody who saw her in New York City. And but she's still gigging. Yeah, you can keep going.
Yeah,
I mean, Train kept going. He only made it to 40, but...
Yeah, Papa John Creech told me it just takes a little longer to warm up.
Yeah. A lot of those English rock and roll guys are born in the mid-40s, so he's probably early 60s. Yeah, most of them are. You look at their days, it's 1944, 45. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
All right.
I don't know... if young people still know about the Stones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was asking some kids in my class about the Beatles because I was surprised he used, like, for Metaphor Project, meet a Beatles song. I said, you know that band? And he was like a young lowrider kid, but he knew the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
His mom dug him, so.
Because his mom.
Handed down.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. So tomorrow I go off. I got one more. Trip overseas for Stooges gigs this summer. It's 3 gigs in England, so I'm gone for 8 days. Then there's a Seattle gig on Labor Day, and that'll be all for the Stooges. But that's a short flight. 3 hours, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Same time zone, even.
Man, oh, man.
I know, they're slaughters, man. I'm talking like 12, 13 hours.
I know, it's so far.
Oh, man. You're just in this state, but I mean, it's for the Stooges, so it's a little price to pay. I mean, I had this guy back of his seat right in my face the entire time. I couldn't even use the pewter. Uh-oh. Couldn't even get it. Or they got the little TV screen.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Any of that crap. Usually it's the worst. And then if you go, like, this will be my fourth time this month, it's the same things. Because they change them every couple months. Yeah. So if you go close together.
Yeah, you're screwed.
Yeah, Madagascar. Crap.
Yes.
Miscongenial. I mean, terrible things.
In 17 years, I've been going back and forth. Only once I got lucky and I got pushed to first class because something would happen that it was sold out or something. But only for half the flight, right? Yeah. From Madrid to New York and then New York to LA, I had to go back to the
Salt Lake, where the Salt Lake is.
That was the worst thing ever because for the first half, I was like the king of the world. You know? I was like drinking champagne and I have room to lay down. And then I was getting tired, right? And then the last 6 hours of the trip, I had
I didn't. I usually have an aisle, and this time I was in the window, so you're really buried in there. You know, it's intense. It is intense.
Yeah. I always get knee pain.
Big time.
Yeah, crazy.
Big time. Everything, though, breathing all the farts. I mean, I was firing back. Big time. I had beans the night before and I was giving it back as much as I was taking it. But I mean, the whole thing is foul. I can't imagine being a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Man, that is hard work. Hard work. You must drive them insane. But, you know, until they build a freeway, you can't take the boat, so. Got to fly, and it's okay. I like playing over there, seeing those lands, and, of course, playing with Stooges and stuff. I'm going to go to Spain again in end of October. I've been invited to a festival, Catalonia part, but in Pyrenees.
With what band?
I'm going to bring Jer and Pete over, the original second man, because they've never been to Spain.
Cool.
So I'm going to just bring them over, since they can't tour much, you know, and do anything. So they can see Spain because they didn't get to go. They've only been overseas once, and that was England. So let them see there. It's a little town. It's up in Huesca?
Yeah. I think I know that about that festival. On the Pyrenees, yeah. And, this band, this African band, Alpha Blondie,
played there
like a few years back on that festival. And a bunch of my friends went to see them. And he has like a lake and it's beautiful.
But you got to drive up from Barcelona, right? There's no airfield near there.
No,
it's a little town. Well, I was told that the singer of the pop group in his band Mafia, Mark Stewart, is going to play. So that'd be neat. Because I never got to see the pop group. But get to play with on the same bill as one of the founders would be great. So I think that'll be my next overseas thing. It's like a couple days before Halloween. These are some big gigs. I mean, the Bilbao gig was big. I know it's a Wednesday morning and they still got the noise. We ain't got the motorcycles, but we got Leaf Blower Rock. Yeah.
20,000 people, Mike?
Yeah. It was 20K and there was no other bands. And we went on at midnight. You know, Bilbao, I know this from playing there before. It's a late town. People go out late.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Spain, yeah. Latin countries are that way because it's hot in the day. So they take siesta and kind of... Although that's kind of going out, siestas.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, I'm a big fan of those.
Yeah.
No, it's like the rest of Europe wants them to get on with them. Germany and, you know, things like that. So they think it's kind of like being lazy. But actually, if you're living with all that heat, it's insane. Yeah. It's good to take siesta. Yeah. And so they'll close up and then they open again. Mm-hmm. And they say stay open late. So here, we get there at 11 o'clock at night. No opening band. They're just playing some old 60s records, like Milk Cow Blues and Psychotic Reaction. Good stuff. Like stuff from when the Stooges were kids, teenagers. They knew all the tunes. Ashton Brothers and Iggy were digging it. But no band. and like no people. And it had been raining all day on and off, but then it stopped. And then all these people came at once.
Wow.
It was amazing.
Yeah, what a trip.
Just filled up, and we went on and played the gig.
You know, like 12 at night is kind of early. It's when people go out.
Yeah.
The admiral is still up. So, yeah, people probably were having dinner and looking forward going to
Yeah, but we were amazed. We thought it was going to be a character builder, and then, whoa.
They probably ate early to be able to go to the concert. And then, yeah, they were looking at the watch. Oh, we better hurry.
Let's go now. But it was great about the rain holding off, because right after the gig, it came down. It was pissing.
Oh, wow.
Buckets and buckets and buckets. And there was no tarps or anything,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It was out in the middle of a square by the water and the river. I think there's a couple rivers. There's a Bilbao River and a Nervión.
Nervión.
But they're inlets to the sea.
Yeah. It's a river mouth, actually. It
yeah, inlet.
With the sea.
Mm-hmm. So we call it brackish. It's the way it is. It's really beautiful because it's kind of like a Pittsburgh thing or something, because there's a lot of hills and stuff. So the water just cut a big canyon, and there's a little flat space, and that's where Bilbao is. When you come flying in, you see all the forest and the houses up there. It's kind of a neat thing. There's one thing from Franco days, like a factory all polluted and bits. Oh, man. But it's such contrast with the rest of it. A lot of new money. You know, I heard from people, like when they did Bilbao, I mean, the Guggenheim in Bilbao, $100 million. You know, because Spain coming out, Econo, we're going to spend all this money on art, you know? But it ended up being a real smart move because it attracted all this investment.
It's the biggest thing ever happened.
It was for, and it's not even just for Bilbao or the Bass, it's all northern Spain. It just attracted all kinds. San Sebastian now is being all built up from it.
They make a study like the repercussion of Guggenheim to the Basque country because of the publicity.
Mm-hmm.
It would cost like billions of dollars to get all that publicity. This is being every commercial, like cars, cologne, whatever. All around the world, they use that building.
People want to come.
Yeah.
People want to come.
Nobody knew about the city, and now, like, everybody knows
it. Oh, yeah, it was total backwater.
Yeah.
And now, amazing. So, again, you know, there's all the arguments that art is some kind of frivolous kind of dealio that you just do because you're interested in your own navel. That's not true. And Gomez, you being of the arts, like Pettibone, you know, I think it's healthy to get all the kids involved with it, really, because on the one hand, yeah, there's this public kind of thing, but on the individual level, it's an expression thing, and a lot of young people, I think, are suffering from lack of expression and why they maybe fall to violence as expression, if they can get into arts.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no magic bullet to solve problems, but it's a good tool that it's not so frivolous. It's not just this little side thing.
Yeah.
And it gets worked on people backhanded anyway. If they don't take it in their own hands, it gets used as propaganda or commercial crap. So then they might as well try to take it into their own hands to at least defend themselves.
Yeah.
You know, because it is. It is not just in the museums. It's on the toothpaste tube. It's in the army commercial. It's the art is used everywhere.
Mm.
Oh.
Hitler was a painter of some sort. And Dr. Goebbels orchestrating his spiels and all that. There's art to that, you know.
Oh,
I wouldn't call it the greatest art.
Yeah.
But see, people just think art is something for old times in a museum or a self-involved elite people. In wine and cheese parties.
Yeah, trust fund kids.
Look what happened to graffiti and street art.
Yeah.
Like police, prosecuted, but then every single commercial has some graffiti or whatever, cars or clothes.
The hip thing.
Yeah, anything.
Europe, it's really huge. It's amazing. I mean, all those countries over there.
Yeah.
Little New Yorks as far as graffiti, even bigger
bigger, really.
And more creative.
Yeah, in Barcelona, you can go on the train for hours.
Oh,
just watching like thousands of graffitis, like miles and miles of walls covered with graffiti. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think it's even illegal. They just people go there on the bright daylight and do it, you know, and nobody bothers about it. Sure, I mean better to have something on the wall than just a plain wall.
Yeah,
it's more entertaining.
You like candy?
Okay, let's play some music.
Can I play a song, or do you have one?
Well, I got something. When we come back,
okay,
we're gonna play some music that Gomez brought on his dealio. Okay, but for now. Here's some Cat Power, Watt Pedro Show.
Your mom. the blank expression. But think elephants, they always do. And play accordion. Jim and Cat and Tommy, put your money on it and wait. Cat and Tommy, for many days. Jim and Cat and Tommy, put your money. Put your money on it and wait for better days. Gin and catatonic. Put your money on it and wait for better days. For better days. For
I'm gonna go to bed.
Watt from Pedro Show. That's Shitzel versus Shitzor. And a song called Crack Meets the Hammer. Where are these guys from?
Shih Tzu City.
No, it's in Disa Plata. That looks like German. So it might be some Germans. There's about 10 million words. Decipher that. There. Before that, we had Gin and Catatonic, San Diego band, Truckee Brothers. And started off with He War, Cat Power. Playing with Cat Power at Arthur Fest, day before Labor Day, September 4. I think she plays Labor Day. I think Slater Kinney and Sonic Youth play the day we do. It's at this Barnsdale?
Barnsdale Art Park and Sunset.
Yeah, up in Los Feliz, East Hollywood Park.
So that's not part of the junction?
No. No, that's on Sunset Boulevard. And I think that's in a few days, this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's this weekend.
Okay, so this is a week later. Uh-huh. It's Arthur Fest. It's a magazine called Arthur. ArthurMag.com, I think, is the website. And it's kind of like a think piece journal. People write things, some historical stuff, investigative stuff, arts, society, things like that. I know Thurston has a review column in it for music, him and Byron. But there's one of the issues had something on Alan Moore. You know that cartoonist? He did V for Vendetta and Watchmen. The Watchmen. That was great. So I had something on Alan Moore. So, the arts, social things.
Who's Arthur?
I think they named it after the movie.
Oh. Dudley?
Dudley Moore. Baracho all the time. So you've been here 17 years, Gomez.
Yes, sir.
What's the differences between back there and here for you?
I think in those 17 years, everything changed so much that I can't really tell anymore.
17 years ago here changed a lot.
I know. But, I don't know. I guess I'm more American than Spanish now. And when I go back there, of course, it's not at all like when I left. I think the globalization and MTV and
monoculture?
It's fucked up everything,
So it's hard to tell difference.
Yeah, now you go back there, and I think all the kids think that because what they see on TV, on MTV or whatever, that they all have to have piercings and tattoos everywhere and dreadlocks to be artistic or something,
You know what I saw I saw one in Bilbao, too, but in Barcelona, we were right across the street from a huge one, was Mall, where they used to not have malls in Europe.
I know. Yeah, now there are malls everywhere in Spain, so it kind of makes me sad.
Yeah.
And then, and you see almost the same stores here.
Yeah.
Over there, you know, they have a Foot Locker and, all these chains, you know. I love the Spanish tortilla de patatas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
we talked about that before, how much different.
Chorizo sandwiches and like jamón serrano. And then you go there, and almost the bars that serve these great foods, they are struggling to survive. And all the kids go to McDonald's and Jack in the Box to eat.
They don't want each other anymore.
Yeah, to eat plastic.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't know, it's depressing.
So, vive la difference.
Mollification.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I wonder if young people are even aware of this.
I know,
so subliminal, huh?
Yeah, because those kids grow up watching TV and movies that there is McDonald's everywhere.
Yeah.
And once they start being young, going to McDonald's because they have slides and these playgrounds.
And Happy Meals.
Yeah, Happy Meals. And they give them like a toy or something to put on their head. So for them, for these new generations, that's very Spanish. Because they always grew up with it, right? They don't know the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
While for me, it's like...
big difference.
The enemy, the terrorist.
Yeah.
The terrorists are here, you know?
Yeah, they try to hook you when you're young, because if they hook the kid, then he automatically has like 5 customers with him, because you got parents, grandparents, all going to be doing what it takes to keep the kid happy and quiet.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's for life.
Strategy, yeah.
Yeah. Sentence.
Yeah, life consumers.
Yeah, it's strange about that. I noticed that too, but from coming here, you know, I'm thinking maybe it's just my, you know, egocentric kind of thing coming from here, but I believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe it.
That's what I choose this song that I want to play when we finish talking.
Yeah, yeah. Gomez brought some music, so we're going to listen to stuff. He brought something from this band, Spanish.
Los Chichos, yeah.
What town?
Madrid.
This is a Madrid band, okay.
Yeah, the singer died already years ago, but they're still one of the most legendary bands out of Spain. They were huge the 70s and 80s. They were like really poor gypsy kids, and they wrote like the best lyrics ever. Every single song is really clever. But they really fell to the system. They were really hooked on drugs, all of them.
Ah.
And one of them...
killed the singer.
Yeah, died. And the others are still together, but it's never the same. You know?
Yeah. You know, the big sponsor at this gig I just did in Bilbao was Heineken.
Yeah, I saw
big Heineken balloon was shooting up the fire while we were playing. Primavera one in Barcelona was Lucky Strike and Stella.
Another beer.
What's the beer? Stella something. There's a
Hispanic
but
beer?
Yeah, but it's Lucky Strike's cigarettes.
Oh,
they had cigarette kiosks.
Wow.
Putting on the gig, you know, festival everywhere. And the beers and cigarettes.
Yeah, because now even cigarettes were banned for the Formula One. That was like the biggest promotion thing they had around the world. And this year they got banned. So they were putting billions of dollars into that gig. So now I guess they have to sponsor gigs.
Find some new avenues.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Yeah, what's the big beer in Spain? See, because Southern Europe is more wine.
Yeah.
Italy, France, Spain. I noticed it's... But beer is coming on more and more in those countries.
They have Mau, that's out of Madrid. And they have Águila.
Yeah.
And they have... Bodham, but Bodham, I think it might be German. It's very famous there, but I don't know
okay.
where it's from.
Yeah, so...
I'm not a big drinker, so...
Hang on, yeah. Gomez, don't drink. Your brother Andreas says he wants always control. That's okay. That's okay.
Whatever works.
When were you last there? A few months, right?
March,
okay.
Yeah.
And you were doing some public art?
I did, I did some art sponsored by a winery. It's all the same, man. there's no way out. Yeah. It was great, though. It was in the south of Spain, in Cádiz, the southmost part of Spain. And absolutely beautiful. And the people there is just amazing. They're the most welcoming people and really funny. They really try to be humorous about everything, really. I really enjoy myself. They treat me great there. Yeah,
Spain, a lot of different regions.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if people know. We don't have sensitivity because, yeah, it's just different enough to be a different country. But if you get there, you notice their collections of regions and areas and peoples, like here. You know?
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Spain is almost the size of California in population and... I think it's a little bit maybe even smaller than California, but probably has as many differences as the U.S. with the south, the north, east, and west, you know.
Yeah.
Concentrated, but really different. One region from the next. Yeah.
Have you been to Prado, Madrid?
Millions of times.
I got to be there last month.
Yeah. When I was in college, Prado used to be free.
It was free on Sunday.
It used to be free every day if you were Spanish. The Prado was between where my sister lives and I used to live, right? And I would kind of almost go every day and go through the Prado to go to my sister's house. So I would walk like for 2 years, almost I went every day.
Wow. Yeah. Some great stuff there.
Great. Whew. I'm unlucky. I know the director of the person who takes care of the paintings, and they have a huge lab, and they take X-rays of all the paintings, and they do studies, and I can go visit. If we ever be together in Madrid, I'm gonna take you there.
For the restorations?
To the labs. It will blow your mind away. Because you can see, they do it in like a real size X-ray. So as big as the painting, now they have the technology.
Wow.
They have these huge X-rays, and you can see the drawings, the preliminary drawings that Velázquez or Goya or Rubens did for the painting. And the corrections and some figures that then he covered, and it's mind blowing.
Wow.
It's so beautiful. Those guys were so talented.
You know, they have some Bosches. I couldn't find them at first because they call them El Bosco.
El Bosco, yeah.
El Greco. El Bosco, and I found them, and I could tell that Garden of Delights, Earthly Delights, was restored, because it was nothing like the pictures I saw in the books.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always different than the pictures anyway, but this was way more vibrant.
You know, once I was going through Prado, and I went to see the Garden of Delights, and Debbie Harry from Blondie with her husband were there in front of the painting, looking at the painting.
It's a wild painting.
Yeah.
He painted right on wood.
Yeah, it's big. It's bigger than most people think it is.
Yeah, it is. They have a few of those big triptychs.
Yeah.
The Hay Wayne and Adoration of Magi. I dug it much. It's weird that they, these rich royal people paid Bosch to do those.
It's weird that they put him in the fire for doing that painting. because it's like so way off.
Yeah.
The wall. I mean, they had like, you know, flowers coming out of people's asses and fists coming out of or sucking on dicks and yeah. Like what the hell?
I know, and it's like religious.
Yeah, in that time, that all that was like totally. Yeah, I mean, from directly from hell. You know, you can be a normal person and think about that. You know? They would cut his head off. I don't know.
Well, you know what? Probably in those days, a lot of average people didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowadays we have open galleries and museums, but in those days it's probably just for rich people.
Yeah, the farmer was farming since he was born until he died, you know.
Yeah, he never got to go to,
see paintings anywhere. Yeah.
So they weren't worried about fouling his mind with ideas, I guess. Okay, so we're going to play...
Quiero ser libre. I want to be free.
Okay. What from Pedro show? August 23rd, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. Choice called Dear Richard, an answer to an unwritten suicide note.
Pedro Show. That was Alter Yinga Lepers from Italy with Car Fishing. All right. Keep roaring by. Quiet, Serene, San Pedro. The Pleasure Point here in the Love Grotto. We had a song Gomez picked before that. Ventaleor.
R80, yeah, R80, de Ojos de Brujo.
Right, Ojos de Brujo, the witch's eyes.
Yep.
Where were they from? Are they Madrid too?
I think so. I'm not positive, but I think they are from Madrid, yeah.
And we started off with Dear Richard, something live from Peter Lafner, the guy who started Per Ubu. We didn't finished up the first hour, kind of weird there, but it was another song Gomez picked. Quiero ser libre, song everybody wants to sing when they're in jail.
Yep.
You were telling us about this famous prison bust out man. What was his name?
I don't remember. I have the book at home. So
this guy busted out of many jails. He even organized a 300 person break.
In Barcelona, Modelo prison, and 75 of them finally escaped. And he says in the book that while they were digging the tunnel, it was really hard work because they have to dig it with their hands and spoons and things like that. But once they got a radio cassette and a tape with that song that sings I wanna be free, that the process got much faster because it was like.
Yeah, fueled.
Fuel, yeah. They totally dig it and listen to it non-stop. So it's like a really meaningful song.
Yeah. Great. Okay, time now, honor, privilege, to bring on Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Cool. Thank you much. Just Carlos Catarlos the other night, and he's releasing his new album, so... Figured we'd kick off with an old classic Carlos off his new album, Hell Can Wait.
Well, I said, well, I better take a ride with me. Well, I said, well, I better take a ride with me. I ain't have no money, girl, but love me. Love just been around. Can I hide your love?
you next. We'll be right back. Suicide kid.
Fuck you, man.
Any other comments? The last days of the suicide kid. I can see myself now, after all these suicide days and nights, being wheeled out of one of these sterile rest home. Of course, this is only if I get famous and lucky by a subnormal and bored nurse. There I am, sitting upright in my wheelchair, almost blind, eyes rolling backward into the dark part of my skull, looking for the mercy of death. Isn't it a lovely day, Mr. Bukowski? Oh, yeah. The children walk past and I don't even exist. And the lovely women walk by with big hot hips and warm buttocks and tight hot everything, praying to be loved and I don't even exist. It's the first sunlight we've had in 3 days, Mr. Bukowski. Oh, yeah. And there I am, sitting upright in my wheelchair, myself whiter than a sheet of paper, bloodless. Brain gone, gamble gone, me, Bukowski gone. Isn't this a lovely day, Mr. Bukowski? Oh, yeah. Pissing in my pajamas, flop drooling out of my mouth. Two young schoolboys run by. Hey, did you see that old guy? Christ, yes, he makes me sick. After all the threats to do so, somebody else has committed suicide for me. At last. The nurse stops the wheelchair, breaks a rose from a nearby bush, puts it in my hands. I don't even know what it is. It might as well be my pecker for all the good it does. Of course, that's never going to happen, you know. Okay.
I was up this morning, blues woman like a man. I was up this morning, blues woman like a man. Well, blues, give me your right. Lord, I shake chill. Lord, this very day, I have riches. Lord, this very day, but the women said the whiskey, they would not let me pray. So give me religion, go
From Pedro Show. That was a guy named Mike Cerlone, maybe? Cerlones? It's just written on the CD. This was thrown up on stage last week when I played with the Stooges in Colmar, France. And I picked it up, put it in my pocket. And it's a song called Wasted. So, there you go, Mike. Before that, we had Preaching Blues by Gun Club, something off the new reissue of Keith's Rides of Harley with bonus tracks. We're going to have John Jones on from the Urinals, Happy Squid Records. Before that, Last Days of Suicide Kid, Hank Bukowski. End of the second hour, Watt Pedro Show, hang tight for hour three. August 23, 2005, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part 11. Of Dreams of Rio.
While exploring the lost city here in the misty valley deep in the Amazon jungle, Jack found the entrance into a palace. Climbing the crumbling steps, he found a small room at the top with an altar in the center. Jack set the crystal skull on the altar, inserted the stone eyes, and waited. He fell asleep and dreamed of a snake woman. Oh, my God. He awoke to find her moving toward him.
No. Look, you don't want to embrace me. I'm all sweaty. I'm sticky. Come on, believe me. I'm just not that embraceable.
He yanked the eyes out of the skull, and she vanished. Meanwhile, deep inside a pyramid, Klaus and Frida discovered a gold mask.
Hello.
What? Very funny. So you put on the mask.
It feels so strange.
When Frida put on the mask, she began acting strangely, argued with Klaus, and stormed out.
Frida! 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 Where are you?
Jack and Klaus searched the city as night fell. Finally, at the top of the pyramid, they found Frida, lying there, covered with orchids.
She's dead.
Yes, Frida is dead. And now, week 11 of Dreams of Rio.
You were right. You saw Frida was not feeling well. I didn't see. I was so caught up with this valley, with this city, with my find, with my fame.
Why did she die so suddenly?
No, not that she will tell.
It's funny. I found this valley so filled with magic. I wanted to stay here. I wanted to escape from reality. I've gotten so disillusioned with the world. I don't want to see the 6 o'clock news anymore. I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to know what's going on.
Maybe Frida was right. Maybe we should leave this valley as we found it.
Can anyone else find it?
Oh, yes. Eventually, of course.
When the time comes, turn directly toward the darkness and find out what it wants from you.
Jack?
Huh? Oh, I was just thinking of something Frida said to me once.
We have to leave now. The body won't last long in this humidity.
I don't understand how she could die.
The mist is starting to clear. We better go. Prefer the head or the feet?
Klaus, it doesn't matter.
Well, the feet then. It's not too heavy.
It's odd.
What?
The mist. It's only clearing in one area. Making a path up from the valley toward the caves.
Yes. That is odd.
There's a figure moving ahead of it, opening the mist. The snake woman.
Jack, there is no one there.
Yeah. Okay.
So, will you please take her feet?
Yeah. Are we going to carry her all the way to the boat like this?
No, we'll build a stretcher.
Yeah. You want to take that mask?
Give it to me.
Klaus, don't drop her.
I'm sorry. All right. Got the feed?
Yes. Are you sure this is the right direction? You know, ever since we left the valley, nothing looks familiar.
Look, here's the boat, see?
Oh, thank God.
Zeka? Zeka?
No Zeka.
Come on. We put her in the bow.
All right.
Where's Zeka? Zeka!
Hi, hi. Finally you return.
Frida? She's all right?
No. Frida is not all right.
No?
She's dead, Zeka.
Dead? How is she dead?
We don't know.
You don't know?
Start up the boat, Zeka. We are leaving now.
Frida, she's so beautiful, but her face is not Frida. Why is that?
Because she is dead. Now get this boat moving.
Sure, sure. No problem.
Jack?
Yeah?
Why is she look different?
I don't know. I just don't know.
What is this on her neck?
A bat bite.
Vampire bite?
Yeah. We don't know if the bat was carrying some disease or...
Becca!
Jesus Christ.
Leave that corpse alone and get this boat moving! Los nun machon!
Aye, aye, mon captain. No problem. No problem.
Jack Flanders in Dreams of Rio.
Dreams of Rio. Look, there are people that have had one dream in their lives. To see the mighty Amazon. Yes, and now they can fly right to Manaus and...
Manaus.
And smack in the middle of the jungle.
I don't like Manaus.
Well, but one day tourists from all over the world will come to see the mighty Amazon.
A dream come true.
That's exactly right. A dream come true. Now, we're going to do a commercial that will make their dream come true.
See, you got me.
See. Okay, that's the spirit. Now, let's roll some tape. Pedro? You in there?
On my own.
Oh, no. Don't touch the mic.
Oh. Sorry, brother.
Rolling? Mighty Amazon, take one. The Amazon beckons to you.
Come to the mighty Amazon.
Experience a true adventure vacation.
The mighty Amazon.
See the exuberant rainforest with its exotic fauna.
Come to the mighty.
Gregorio.
Huh? See?
That's not funny.
Mighty?
Do you like the jungle?
The jungle? No, I don't like
it. Do you like snakes?
Snakes? No.
Spiders?
Spiders? Oh, por favor, no.
Piranhas?
Piranhas? No.
River Jungle is right outside of town.
Oh, I know that.
And we could go there and record on location with the mosquitoes and the snakes. Spiders as big as your face. I mean, if recording in the studio is a problem...
Oh, please, no problem at all.
All right. So again, from the top.
Okay.
Look, soften it. We're selling the romance of the Amazon. Pedro. Roll it. The mighty Amazon, take two. The Amazon beckons to you.
Come to the mighty Amazon. Amazon.
Experience a true adventure vacation.
The mighty, mighty Amazon.
See the exuberant rainforest with its exotic fauna.
Come to the mighty, mighty Amazon.
See the fantastic world of herons, toucans, the giant water lilies, and brightly plumed birds.
Oh, exuberant and mighty, mighty Amazon.
Taste the delicious jungle fruits.
The...
Stop tape. Is that line a problem?
No problem.
Well, we don't make jokes like that anymore.
It's not funny?
No, it's not. Let's test your sense of humor, all right?
Oh, okay, all right.
Do you feel not getting paid? That's also very funny?
No, that's not funny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we'll pick it up with See the Fantastic World, all right? Pedro, roll it. This is a pickup, line 12, take one. See the fantastic world of the herons, toucans, the giant water lilies, and brightly plumed birds.
The mighty, mighty Amazon.
Taste the delicious jungle fruits.
The mighty, mighty Amazon.
Climb into a dugout canoe and navigate the tributaries of this mighty river.
Mighty, mighty Amazon.
Feel the hot tropical climate and the cool jungle nights.
The mighty, mighty Amazon.
Feel the magic and the mystery of the mighty Amazon.
Come to the mighty Amazon.
Come to the Amazon. Good, fine. Okay, Pedro, good, that's a buy. Good. Okay, let's see.
Kelly, maybe you can give me the check now.
Check, yeah. Oh, fine. Gregorio, here you go. Okay?
Oh, thank you very much. That's my check, huh?
Yeah, well, look, I know it doesn't look like much, but spend it in Brazil. The exchange rate is great.
But are you see, this is the whole money that you're
There'll
giving
be more.
Me for this
I've
work?
I've got some great ideas for jingles in the jungle.
Yeah, jingles, right.
I have a luncheon appointment. I'll see you later.
You can pay me a little more.
I have a very tight budget. Sorry. Ciao.
Listen to this. They call this money. Yeah, money. Pedro. We have a little more to record, all right? Roll it. The mighty, mighty Amazon. Snakes. Take one.
Captain!
What?
We need to let the motor rest, or big problem.
All right. Pull ashore at the village up ahead.
Aye, aye.
Jack, are you coming? In a minute. What is that you have? Is it a tape recorder? Yes. It's the medicine man she recorded. Klaus, I need to be alone.
Becca? Come on. We need food.
I'm coming.
Okay, Skull. I never thought I'd want to stick these eyes back into your sockets again, but here goes. The snake woman appears. You're here to do my bidding, aren't you? Well, bring Frida back to life. Bring her back. Why do you look at me that way? Am I asking for something that's wrong? Go away. I've got to get a hold of myself.
Jack? Gonna fishing. That's a good moment for a beer.
Zeka.
Oh, you want a beer?
I would love a beer.
All right.
Dankeschön.
That's good. The Django is too much.
I'm going for a walk.
All right, no problem.
I'll be back soon.
Sure, sure. I tell Dan, Frida. Frida? Frida? Oh, meu Deus, ela voltou. Ela é vampira. Ela é vampira. Oh, oh, Jack, professor. Jack, professor.
Where's Zeka? Who knows? Carl,
what?
Where's Frida's body?
What?
It's gone. Oh. How well do you know Zeka? Oh, come on, you don't think so.
Have you seen how he has been eyeing that body?
Oh, not Zeka.
Men get strange ideas in the heat of the jungle, Jack.
Yeah, but...
No, not Zeka.
Jack.
What?
Look.
What?
There. Walking towards us.
It's her. She's alive, I think.
Oh, my God. What have I done?
Jack. Charles. I'm feeling better now.
Huh? She looks better.
Yeah, of course. She's not dead anymore.
I don't remember how we got here. Have I been asleep?
That's not Frida's voice.
I don't know. Gefühlsposition? Warst du im Koma, Frida?
Ja, Koma, das war's wohl. Mir geht's gut jetzt.
Wir bringen dich dann auch zum Hospital, ja?
Nicht nötig, mir geht's gut jetzt.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I said, when we get to Minas, we bring her to the hospital, Jack.
Jack.
Oh. Yes?
You don't seem happy to see I'm well again.
No? Really, I'm delighted.
Hold me, Jack.
Yes, of course.
I need a beer.
It feels so good to touch you again.
Your hands are so cold. Zeka, she's not a vampire.
Okay.
I admit she's strange. I mean, she's gone through a terrible trauma.
Okay.
But she's not a vampire.
Okay.
And really, that garlic you're wearing around your neck, I mean, shoo.
Okay.
Zeka.
Yeah.
You stink.
Okay.
Ah, Manaus. I love you, Manaus. I kiss your dirt streets. I breathe your smell.
Air.
Not R is in Portuguese.
Air.
Air. I breathe your smell air.
All right. Zeka, listen. We're getting out of here as soon as possible.
Oh, good idea.
Let's get to the hotel.
Good idea.
Zeka.
Good idea.
Right.
Jack.
Carmen, how are you?
I'm not so good. We need to talk.
You look okay.
Yes, I look okay. You still have the skull?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Those men that I stole the skull from are here in Manaus.
I figured as much.
Paolo is protecting me.
Paolo?
Mm-hmm.
The same Paolo you and I know and admire?
There's a price.
Oh, it is the same Paolo.
He's blackmailing me.
Why?
To find out what you found.
Well... We found the lost world.
We found the lost world. Big deal. You don't seem happy.
Look, a lot happened.
What happened?
I'll tell you about it later, okay? Now, why didn't you leave Manaus?
I've been waiting for you.
Then why didn't you come with us?
Because you had to do it.
Carmen, who are you?
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'll explain everything. Let's just get out of this town.
Paolo has spies everywhere. He'll know you're back in Manaus. I'm a prisoner here.
They're watching the airport?
Everywhere.
Hmm. I think I know someone who can get us out of here.
Who?
A friend.
A friend?
I'll tell you about her sometime.
Yeah, tell me about her sometime.
Well, actually, she's sort of a snake.
She should meet Paolo.
I think she'll love meeting Paolo.
Well, that sounds good.
Get your things. You'll find Zeca, Klaus, and Frida in the bar.
Who's Frida?
Actually, I'm not sure I know anymore.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Get your things, okay? And let's get out of here. I'll join you in a few minutes.
Nothing.
God. All this excitement. What? Who are you? What is this? What? Wait. What did she give me? A fortune cookie? In Brazil? Do this. Even if you are somewhat secure about your present place in life, affirm, I am now in my right place in the universe. I am on friendly terms with a friendly world. Speak this affirmation aloud and feel its import. Feel that you are now perfectly fitting into life's plan for you. It may be that your present place is ideal. If so, you will experience inward joy and contentment. If your present circumstances are not the best for you, you will soon see them change and reflect perfectly the inner feeling of I am in my right place in the universe. This may seem a simplistic approach to the matter of coming to terms with the universe. Never mind the seeming simplicity. Just enter into the process and experience the results. I am in my right place in the universe. I hope so.
Beckons to you.
Snake.
You will experience a true adventure vacation.
Piranhas.
You will see the exuberant rainforest with its exotic fauna.
Mosquitoes.
You will see the fantastic world of herons, toucans, the giant water lilies, and brightly plumed birds.
Insects.
You will taste the delicious jungle fruit.
I'm all over.
You will climb into a dugout canoe and navigate the tributaries of this mighty river.
Alligator.
You will feel a hot tropical climate, the cool jungle night.
Fingers,
Hello?
Mojo.
Jack, what's happening?
Listen, what do you know about possession?
Uh-oh. Who got possessed?
A friend.
And Orshak doesn't want to leave.
Complicated than that.
We thought she was dead, and then suddenly she came back to life, but it's not her. I mean, she's someone else now.
So you want her repossessed?
Well, if that's the term, yes.
Who is she?
Frida.
Little Frida?
No, Big Frida.
Big Frida?
No, come on, this isn't funny, Mojo.
No, it's not funny.
Look, can you meet me in Rio?
Oh, man. Rio's a madhouse.
Why? What's happening?
You mean what's about to happen? Carnival.
Oh.
Do you think you can help me?
You say you thought she was dead.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, I've been meeting up on zombies.
Zombies? Zombies?
Just a little joke.
Mojo, this is serious.
Don't worry. There are ways of getting an Orishad to leave.
There's something else.
Mm-hmm.
We found the lost city.
You did?
Yes. That's where she found this mask that changed her.
A mask?
Mm-hmm. It's gold.
It may be Indian. It may be Incan. I'm not sure. It's not African, though.
This is going to be very interesting.
Can you meet me in Rio?
Sure. When?
Tomorrow.
Carnival starts tomorrow. Rio's going to be one wild place.
Sleep alone. than we. Oh, baby. Doesn't everybody need furniture? A slide over there beside you, but my night is all to see.
That's Willie Bobo with Crisis. George Hurley was way into Willie Bobo. I remember this record. God, I can't remember what it was called, though. I was searching my mind, but it's beyond me. And before that, sorry, Georgie. Before that, T-Rex from 1971, live, a song called Cadillac. And, of course, we started the third hour out with Dreams of Rio, part 11. Jack checking in with Mojo. Gomez.
Yes, sir.
What do you got planned next?
Oh, I wasn't ready. Let me find out something. I want to play...
No, what do you got planned with your art?
Oh, I thought you meant a song. I'm doing a show in Tijuana, September the 9th, at the Cultural Center there, and I'm going to have these huge canvases attached to the outside of the building. So people just have to walk by or drive by and they could see them. You don't need to get into the building or anything.
Is that just like a block up from Revolution?
It's where the federal building is, and it's not far from Revolution, uh-huh. But it's where all these official buildings
Benito
are.
Benito Juarez or something.
I know how to get there, but yeah. I don't know the name. And one of the canvases is a collaboration I did with Raymond Pettibone.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about it. Let's see how long does it take till somebody steal it. Because
the art you did in Silver Lake.
Yeah, they got it stolen right away.
Oh, so. Wow! You didn't know about that? He had this thing up. Someone kiped it.
And
I don't know how they got it.
They jumped the fence, they climbed the scaffolding at night and cut the tied ups. But they were huge. They were like...
Yeah, so how did they really move them, you know?
They were like at least 15 feet tall. I don't know who has like 20 feet tall ceilings in their house.
Wow. Or how'd they move them from there? A big old flatbed truck?
No, because it was just canvas. They didn't.
So they probably rolled them up.
Yeah, they rolled the canvas.
Okay.
And ran with it, or put it on a van or something. Yeah.
But still, to roll up, that's like taking someone's carpet.
Yeah, and also that somebody could see them and call the police, and I mean they are stealing something, so the police might, you know how they are. They might shoot at them or something. And one terrorist less, you know.
So somebody's got Gomez art.
Yep.
But they must have like New Orleans style house with gigantic ass ceilings.
Probably it's an apartment in downtown or Silver Lake, and they're using it for carpet or something.
Maybe for carpet. Have you been to New Orleans? They got high ceilings because it's so hot.
Yeah, no, I haven't been there.
So but maybe it could fit on one of their walls.
Yeah.
Basketball gym. So those are your next things coming up.
Oh yeah, this is in 2 weeks actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So coming up really soon.
You going back to Spain? Plan?
Yeah, I have a show in December in the Canary Islands.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, for Christmas.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So kind of Spain.
Yeah.
Like Hawaii is to U.S.
Yeah, yeah. It's really nice there. I went to college there.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yes, good surfing, perfect weather, nice people. So and Christmas it's the high season of the year, like Hawaii. It gets really crowded because all over Europe is cold.
Right, they want to run.
The islands is really warm, so a lot of people fly there.
They want to flee.
So it's a good time to have a show because it's super populated. Like everybody's in the streets. And
oh, great!
Like summer at Catalina.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it zoo.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. A lot of Germans, a lot of British people.
Run away.
Yeah.
From the cold.
Yeah.
That's neat. And again, you can go to gomezbueno.com, GOMEZBUENO.com and see his work, and maybe you got news about that stuff there.
Yeah.
I remember when you were building your website. It's a new thing. I think I first put your work up.
Yeah, that was my debut.
There was a show, and I came with a camera, took shots, put it on the Hoot page.
Cool. Is it still there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah. I went over 600,000 hits now.
Wow.
So since 2001. I actually started the site in 1996, so...
How many?
The counter got reset. 600,000.
600. Jesus.
Well, I do them diaries and stuff so people want to read them.
Yeah. That's great. I mean, wow.
Man in the van stickers.
Yeah.
People want to know about the Hoot page.
Too. Because nowadays, you know, before I used to have to carry photos and stuff. Now, wherever you go, you ask... Well, just log on and see, and they can see.
Then check it out there. No portfolio.
Yeah, right away.
Your virtual portfolio.
Yeah,
it's cool getting a quick iPod right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gomez was showing Brother Matt some of his work on the iPod. That's kind of neat.
Digital files for everything.
Yeah.
Your little. So then you don't even have to go to the web. You have it right in your pocket.
Yeah.
Here's my work. That's kind of neat. And beyond that, Canaries?
After the Canaries, I have the Madrid, the art fair in February. The art world in...
February 2006. Well, before that, we got to do Richard II.
Yeah.
No, what we really got to do is Quixote, because this is the 400 year.
Yeah.
We should do it this year, maybe ahead of Richard.
We've been...
Pettibone, you know, because it's my fault because I've been gone, but we want to film a couple movies.
We've been talking about it for years.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's...
And there's a Batman and Robin one, too. We got three, in plans.
The combination of Raymond, what? That's pretty bad. I mean, it can get worse than that. And then myself, that I also spend a few months a year out of the country. Yeah. For years, when it's not what on tour, is Raymond with a show in Germany or in New York or in Switzerland, or then I go to the Canary Islands and then what gets back, but then Raymond leaves. And
it's like, well, we are going to get it. Watt's not touring this fall. I will make it happen.
Yeah.
I'll make it happen.
Yeah. It's taking longer than the Star Wars trilogy.
Okay, here's some... Richard Meltzer had a band in the 70s called Vom. And here's some of... something from a gig he did in San Francisco? Yeah, I think so. 1978. Watt from Pedro show.
Songs titled "Taking Dare to Be Done."
Mi novia se fue en un barco en la Segunda Guerra Mundial, y un submarino de Hitler mandó ese barco al fondo del mar. Mi novia era bonita, el barco era español, por un error de distancia Rodolfo Hitler me destrozó. Nunca he podido olvidarla, mi novia era fenomenal. Siempre que pego una gamba, recuerdo su forma de besar. Y cuando pego un centollo, langosta o langostino, me acuerdo de que soy viudo, yo soy el viudo de su marino. Y en el fondo del mar tengo yo una novia en silencio, y un poquito de pescadito frito me trae su recuerdo. Le pregunto a todas las almejas si alguna la ha visto. Es mi pena más larga que la barba de Jesucristo. Y cuando llega el verano y no me voy a llorar hasta Fuengirola, soy un preso que tiene la bola en el fondo del mar. Ay, 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 corre de alma de nada. Sabes que no quiero nada más que ver a mi novia volver del fondo del mar. Estudio cartografía e hice la mili como hombre rana, y sé más nombres de peces que el dueño de una pescadería. Me enrolé en el calipso, me ha gustado ya justo, y cuando bajo al abismo su batiscafo dentro iba yo. Nunca he podido olvidarla, tal vez ya sea solo un coral, tal vez alguna ballena la haya cubierto de gris ámbar, que la manta invierno, como es costumbre. Y en el fondo del mar tengo yo una novia en silencio y un poquito de pescadito frito me trae su recuerdo. Le pregunto a todas las almejas si alguna lo ha visto. Y es mi pena más larga y más vieja que la barba del Cristo. Cuando llega el verano y no me voy a llorar hasta Fuengirola, soy un preso que tiene la bola en el fondo del mar. Ay, 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 corre, ven, alma de nada, sabes que no quiero nada más que ver a mi novia volver del fondo del mar.
Watt from Pedro Show. Gomez, you picked that last one.
Yeah, that was La Cabra Mecánica.
Mechanical from, Goat.
Yeah, from the album Ni Jaulas Ni Beceras. The song was called Copla del Viudo del Submarino. So like the song of the widower of the submarine.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool band.
It was live. Some concert,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Before that, we had H. Eleanor. Something from, again, the Keats Rides a Harley reissue. One of their early things. And we start off with Dare to be Dumb. Richard Meltzer's band Vom, live at the Mabuhay in 1978. Gomez, thanks much for coming by.
My pleasure.
It's righteous having you aboard. Watt from Pedro Show. Yeah. What words would you have for young artists? Advice?
I think you have. It's a pretty tough business, but it's, for me, it's the best thing in the world. And it takes a lot of time to be good, so you just have to keep loving it and doing it. I think it keeps me sane and happy. I'm really thankful that I have paintings in my life, because I really find a lot of pleasure in doing it. So, and I think it could be a good gate for a lot of people to go through. I think it's pretty easy to find yourself satisfied if you devote your time to learn how to paint.
So your advice is trabajo,
yeah,
work.
Yeah, work and keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, keep at it. Things don't just happen overnight. You just got to go.
Yeah.
Because I hear people asking Raymond this, you know, what do?
Yeah. Well, look at Raymond. Raymond...
He works.
I mean, that guy, you can work a second more than he does. It's just like 24 hours every day, you know.
He's driven.
Yes, yeah, that's the key.
And for years. So the bottom line is there is no easy way.
No shortcuts.
Yeah, no shortcuts. No.
No shortcuts.
Yeah.
Well, no magic wand.
Yeah.
But you say good reward. It's worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally worth it. Yeah, probably not economically, but totally worth it. Yeah.
Yeah, I get asked about bass too. What do?
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
Work. Got to do it. I think it's the idea of young people being bathed in television and things just happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So instant gratification.
Yeah, and they don't understand.
You go to a TV show and in half an hour you're a millionaire or you're something. Yeah.
But life ain't like that.
There's a TV
and something
show.
Genuine and authentic.
Yeah.
And individual. Maybe on assembly line in a factory. You know. But no shortcuts. No easy way. But worth it. Don't be bummed out. Fall down, get back up, like with skateboard.
Yeah. Or with like surfing. Doing, you're going to like doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Good words, Brother Matt. You're going to be at Burning Man.
Yeah,
so,
almost time.
I come back Thursday, but you'll be...
I'll be splitting Sunday.
Yeah, so no show next week, but the week after we'll have a Burning Man report from Brother Matt.
Yeah, full scoop.
Full scoop. You'll be seeing some art out there.
Yeah,
it's Tesla art.
Wild art. Wild desert art.
That's great. That's great. And so we'll talk about that next time. In the meantime, this was August 23rd, 2005, Wofford Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.